Hello.
Welcome back, everyone.
We are Stacy and Pete. It's the We Don't Want to Grow Up podcast, and we're doing a little something different, but also the same.
Yes.
We've been teasing a break for a while, and we haven't really done that.
No, we haven't broken it all. No.
But we are going to take just a small one, but we thought we would, in the meantime, instead of not putting anything out, we thought we might re-release some episodes that we did early on that maybe people just didn't scroll all the way back to listen to.
Right.
I don't know. Or maybe you just want to re-listen to it.
Yeah, maybe it's been a while. I do the same thing. I re-listen to them.
I haven't re-listened to this in so long. This episode came out March 12th, 2021.
Oh, wow.
So like a year and a half ago.
Okay.
But it feels even longer than that. This was back when we would do two movies per episode, or, you know, like a movie and a TV show or two TV shows or whatever. We really were pushing ourselves to do way too much.
Yes. And that was one person's idea.
I know. We all know it was my idea. I was trying to follow the, what's the word?
Format?
The format of other podcasts that I had listened to that I thought, oh, well, I like this, so other people will probably like this. And I mean, I think people did, but it was just a lot of work for us.
It was.
So I really am happy that I finally listened to you. And even though I probably thought it was my idea to finally just make it where we only cover one thing per episode.
It probably was, love.
No, it was yours for sure. But since spooky season is coming very soon, I thought it would be fun to do this movie. This episode had two movies, but we're splitting it up. So we did Teen Wolf and Teen Witch. Now, we did Teen Wolf first. And it's funny because, like, just listening, seeing how our format was different with the two movies. But I forgot that, like, I would take one and you would take one.
Yeah, we'd split it up.
So Teen Wolf was yours.
Was it?
Yes. So you're the one that did all the research. And you found the fun facts and everything.
You know, what's funny is I don't really do that any longer. You handle all of that.
Yeah.
And I bet you I'm a bit rusty if I needed to go do it again. I'm sure I had a whole workflow to make it okay. Generally, I always think your outlines are better. But I had gotten where I was a little bit better at them by this point.
Well, it was just, I think the thing that made it kind of fun was that because we did our own, like we would watch the movies together, but because we did our own research and everything, when we would come together to record, we would be learning something new.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, I guess like you still kind of get that because you haven't, like, maybe sometimes you look over my outline before we record.
I usually give it a glance. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think sometimes it's like brand new information, you know? So it was kind of fun to find out things that you were sharing about Teen Wolf as we were recording, because then like the other person would just kind of chime in and then we would still both contribute like our favorite moments and stuff from the movie. I do notice when I go back that I feel like we didn't pay attention to the movies as much as we do now, like all the details. Like I'm sure a lot of people yelled at us through whatever mechanism they were listening on. We're much more thorough now. You know, like sometimes I feel like we watch movies a few times to really, or at least I do. It's like we'll watch it, but then sometimes while I'm making the outline, I'll put it back on.
Right.
I just like to really soak it in because I know that everybody has like a favorite movie or several favorite movies. And like some people might just be listening to our podcast for the very first time because they love Teen Wolf.
Right.
And then they're going to be like, what a half-assed job they did.
Yeah, you didn't say this. Like, we would miss some of the basics.
Right.
Like, big characters. We'd, you know, not really have all the details of a specific moment. We'd just kind of be like, well, I remember that. And I think something happened.
Like, I think that they were playing a game, but it was it this or was it that? I don't know. And then we don't even like, we wouldn't even go check.
Can't be bothered to Google something. Takes 8 seconds.
Listen, we were baby podcasters.
Yes.
We're just getting the hang of things, you know? I mean, we're still learning as we go.
Yeah.
But this also, I have to say, we had just moved to our third recording location.
Were we upstairs? Episode.
We were upstairs. Okay, so we started in our bedroom.
Yes.
This was back when we had a friend living with us, and we didn't really have another place to record where we felt like we had privacy.
Yeah, because we were really uncomfortable in the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of embarrassed for people that we actually know to know anything about it at all.
Right.
Now we have such a wonderful community that it doesn't matter, you know, like it's fine. But back then it was very different.
Right.
And then he moved out and we started using the dining room.
Yes, we moved into the dining room.
And it has open doors, so we had to hang up blankets to cover the doors.
Yes, I would use clamps from the garage to clamp the blankets over the doors to cut down on echoes and noise. But now when I listen to it...
It's so echoey.
It's so echoey.
That time period, yeah, whenever I listen to those, like if I didn't know when they were recorded, I could tell just by the sound.
Right.
For sure.
Honestly, I think the sound was a little bit better, other than our very first episode. Mm-hmm. The sound in the bedroom was better than the dining room.
I think it's because of the carpet or because we have hardwood in the rest of the house.
Yeah.
Or like you said the other day, the ceilings, because we have like tall tray ceilings.
Yeah.
And so maybe something about that. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. They're like, you know, 20 feet tall in the bedroom where they're 9 feet tall.
In the dining room.
In the dining room and flat. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you that led to it sounding that way.
But anyway, so this was our third location where we had moved upstairs into one of our guest rooms and you had built a blanket fort, really.
It was the first blanket fort.
It was.
I drilled eye bolts into the wall, put string from each eye bolt, and then I was hanging blankets over them, much similar to what we're surrounded by now.
Yes, but we have a little more space in this room.
We do. We were a little cramped in there.
Yeah, we had a very small space and we brought our like tall bistro table that's in like our kitchen upstairs just to record. And then we'd take it back downstairs because we needed it.
Right. It was a lot of work.
It was so funny. But anyway, so that was our first episode where we were recording in that room.
That was the first episode.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It was.
We didn't last very long in there, did we?
No, I think just once or twice. And then we
moved. Moved to the new blanket fort.
We did, where we have now stayed.
Yeah.
This is our podcast home for sure. Definitely check out the re-release of Teen Witch because it includes like all the things at the end of the episode that, you know, Teen Wolf was at the beginning of where we talk about toys that we have that we don't do that anymore.
Well, listen, we've been building them up.
I know. We have so many more that we could talk about now.
We will do that when we get back. Let's commit to it.
Yes. And then... Also, there are some fun nostalgic stories that we share at the end of that episode as well.
Okay.
They're a good time.
Yeah.
So check them out. And I guess without further ado, here's our episode of Teen Wolf.
Enjoy.
Hi, everyone.
Hello. Welcome back.
It's the We Don't Want to Grow Up podcast again.
Broadcasting from our new studio.
Live from between four blankets and a sheet.
Four blankets and a sheet, good call.
We were trying to get rid of some echo.
Mm-hmm.
Echo. So we're getting creative.
Yeah. We'll make it better, but this works for now.
It feels like we have built a fort.
It does feel exactly like a fort because it is.
It is. I think after this, we should just move the table and bring an air mattress in here, bring a laptop and watch a movie.
There you go. We got the TV.
Oh, we do have the TV. We just take that one blanket down.
Yeah. That's a wall. That's not a blanket.
Oh. Blanket wall?
The blanket wall.
Okay. So we've had some people ask us when we do the Ask Us Anythings on Instagram, what our favorite 90s snacks were.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But, and we, you know, we answered it there, but I was wondering about 80s. If you had any 80s snacks, treats, drinks that you, not any, but just pick one.
I would say.
That you enjoyed.
You know those, the juice barrels? They're called Little Hugs, I guess.
That's what they're called?
Yeah, they're called Little Hugs. I thought they were either a barrel, you thought they were.
I thought it was a grenade.
A grenade. And I was like, you know what? I never thought about it being a grenade, but it looked like a grenade.
Just a big grenade.
But it's called a Little Hug, and it is a barrel.
Okay.
But do you remember those? They had like the tinfoil top.
Yeah, you peeled it off.
Yeah, they were like the best summer out at the pool drink ever.
Yeah, I don't think that we had those in our house, but I remember friends having them.
They would be in the fridge at my dad's house, that was in the garage. Mm-hmm. That was also his beer keg fridge because he had a tap on the side. So I'd go get my grenade and maybe grab a beer for him.
That's hilarious.
What about you?
So for me, this was brought back to my mind when we were watching an episode of Freaks and Geeks this past week.
Yeah.
But I loved these. They were the push-up ice cream pops.
Oh.
And I asked you, I was like, I bet you didn't like those because they were paper. It was like cardboard that the ice cream was in.
Yeah.
It was like an orange flavor.
Not my favorite.
And then it had like a stick sticking out of the bottom and you would push it up and the ice cream would come out. I loved those.
I loved watching people eat those for about 2 seconds. And then the paper would like get all wet and it would just really gross me out.
Yeah, it did get kind of gross by the end. And I could see, especially for someone like you who really hates wet paper, that would really bother you.
Yeah.
Not your favorite.
Not my favorite.
So I guess we should just get into it.
Let's hop in.
We've got two movies from the 80s.
Yeah.
Two movies that have the same word in the title that are actually semi-related, which we'll get to in a little bit.
Yep.
We've got Teen Wolf and Teen Witch.
Woohoo. Wolf and Witch. I like it.
I like it too. It's very
teeny
mystical, I was going to say, but I don't know if mystical is the right word either.
There's a lot of magic involved.
Magic.
Yeah. So first up, Teen Wolf from 1985, directed by Rod Daniel. It was written by Jeff Loeb, whose name I actually know, because he's written, I think, a bunch of comics, but also like Jessica Jones and some other Marvel shows. Yeah, some DC shows as well. And also Matthew Wiseman. It stars Michael J. Fox as Scott Howard, our wolf.
Must be his best work ever.
Absolutely. I know it's one of his favorite works ever. So much so that he wouldn't do the second one. Then you have James Hampton as Harold Howard, his father, also a wolf. Susan Ursitti. How would you say that? Ursitti?
Ursitti?
Ursitti.
I don't know if it's that or Ursitti.
Let's go with Ursitti.
Okay.
Susan Ursitti as Lisa Boof Marconi.
Boof.
Boof. One of the oddest nicknames I've ever heard.
I love it.
Jerry Levine as Rupert Stiles Stilinski. Matt Adler as Lewis. Lori Griffin as the gorgeous Pamela Wells. Jim McCrell as, again, Vice Principal Rusty Thorne. You never saw the principal.
Just the vice principal.
Just the vice. Mark Arnold as Mick McAllister, who was essentially the villain of the movie. Jay Tarsus as Coach Bobby Finstock. And Mark Holton as Chubby, which thanks a lot, 80s, for your fat shaming.
Always coming in strong with the fat shaming.
Coming in strong. And low effort, too. Just like, well, what are you going to call this guy? Well, let's just call him Chubby. Okay, good job. So Scott, our wolf, he's an average basketball player. I'd say average is generous watching him play. He's on a very average, perhaps below average team, and he feels like he lives in a below average town in middle America. He's not happy with his station in life. He wants more out of life. He wants to be good at basketball. It's like, okay, well, practice and grow too, because you're pretty short. He also wants his dream girl.
Hey, we were just talking about fat shaming. We can't height shame.
Can't height shame?
No.
Well, listen, it's difficult to play basketball as a person that is shorter. It's just true.
Isn't
Not everybody is Muggsy Bogues.
Isn't he 5'4"?
Yeah, he's like 5'4". I had trouble at 5'8¾". 5'10" with my hair. So he was nearly 6 feet tall. He also wants to get his dream girl, Pamela Wells.
I used to think she was so pretty when I was younger.
I mean, she is pretty, I guess.
She is pretty, but I think when I was younger, her personality didn't shine through for me like it does now. And so now when I watch her, it makes her less pretty. And
you're just like, ew.
Ew.
Yeah.
You are not pretty.
You're not pretty.
So, man.
So his best friend Styles is a bit of a con artist and also an annoying.
He's an annoying.
He's an annoying.
As Snooki would say on Jersey
Snooki
Shore.
Would say.
Snooki and Diener.
And then you have his.
But wait.
Yeah.
You got to backtrack because a lot of people love Styles.
Do they?
So I feel like you need to back that up a little bit.
Well, I just found just from a personality standpoint at times, sometimes he's funny, sometimes not for me. And then Boof, who's his best female friend, is all about some Scott. She loves her some Scott.
She does. And he really doesn't see her that way.
He does not see her that way, which is surprising. She's a pretty girl. She's all about him. And she's really nice.
Yeah, like, she is.
What's not to like there, Scott?
She's not Pamela Wells.
Then Scott starts to go through some changes. We see him grow an extremely long hair off of his chest.
It's so gross.
It is super gross.
And he just plucks it out, but yeah. It's like thick.
It's thick. You would not be yanking that hair out.
No, it would be, if you could even do that, it would be bleeding. And it was
Wait, let me just
pulled it out.
I'm going to pull out a chest hair real fast.
Oh, no.
Let's see. That didn't hurt. You could maybe do that.
Yeah, but yours didn't look like his.
You're right.
His looked like it was taped on with Scotch tape.
That's probably why it came off so quickly and easily.
You mean it wasn't real?
Don't pull back the curtain. It was real. He starts growing claws randomly, and then they'll like go away. Same thing with his fangs. He all of a sudden has fangs.
We see little glimmers of
little
the wolf
glimmers.
Coming through.
The wolf is coming through with no real explanation as to why, but...
And I feel he's not freaking out as much as he should be.
Yeah, because...
But maybe that's just me.
Yeah, it was downplayed a little bit. All of the wolf parts are kind of downplayed, but we'll touch on that.
Yeah.
So he goes into the bathroom one day and starts feeling odd, starts sweating, not sure what's going on. His dad's like knocking on the door saying, hey, what are you doing in there? Let me in. He's like, I'm busy, Dad. And then he goes through his first full werewolf transformation. And we'll touch on that later as far as the transformation.
Cinematic
itself.
Genius.
So he goes through that transformation. He's super nervous, doesn't know what's going on. Eventually, his dad convinces him to open the door. And what do we see? His dad is in werewolf form. He knows all about it. So it's like a family trait.
Would have been nice if he had had a little warning there, Dad.
And that's essentially what Scott tells him. Like, you know, you couldn't have warned me about this? And his dad's like, well, I was hoping it would skip you.
Mm.
It's weird that his dad, I guess his dad was in really good control of his werewolf changing because he never saw him do it. But so now, you know, he's got like a heightened sense of smell, superhuman strength. He's a great dancer. And he also has some other skills. But first, Scott goes over to Styles' house. And Styles is looking for something in his garage.
Yeah.
Some marijuana. And
some Mary Jane.
Some Mary Jane. Yeah, Scott's like, well, I could find that for you real quick if you wanted me to. He's like, no, you can't. And Scott does. He uses his now superhuman sense of smell to find the bag of weed for him, hands it to him, and then changes into the wolf behind his back. And Styles is a little weirded out. Like you're saying, like, not quite enough.
He gets over it real quick.
Real quick. It's a 10-second part of the movie where it's just like, whoa!
And then he's like, all right, this is what we're going to do.
You're a werewolf now.
So tell me more about this wolf stuff.
Yeah. So then Scott goes and plays the next basketball game. And early on in the game, there's a scrum for the ball where everybody jumps on the floor and they're grappling for the ball. And then you start to hear growling. Goes in slow motion, I think.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's
wolf growl.
Very good. Did that scare you?
I bet they thought that you actually like inserted the sound there, but that is actually him. I'm watching him do it.
Yeah, this is me. All natural.
Tell me about that wolf life.
I'll show you my claws.
Show me your teeth.
Show me your teeth. So when the scrum pops open, there is our fully transformed Scott into the werewolf out on the basketball floor in front of his whole team, the opposing team, all the fans. And everybody is, again, weirded out, scared for 10 seconds. Scott starts doing some sweet basketball moves, and everybody's just like, I'm on board. There's a werewolf out on the court.
They start cheering.
He's dunking, and he is now amazing at basketball. He's our favorite player now.
He's an all-star.
He's an all-star.
Hey now, he's an all-star.
He's an all-star.
Get your show on.
Get paid? Get laid? What is it? Hey, now.
Also, like, how is the other team's coach not protesting?
Yeah, like, there's now an animal out on the court.
Right. Like, is this allowed?
Yeah.
No animals in the building.
So, of course, they win this game because Scott is now amazing. And everything is on the up and up for Scott now. He's better at everything. He's better at school. Everybody likes him. Like I mentioned, he's a great dancer. Now, Pamela's very attracted to him. And things happen there at school. where I was just like, is there any supervision at this school?
Oh, like after play rehearsal.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she has a boyfriend.
She's got a boyfriend. She's dating Mick. She doesn't care.
No.
And apparently nobody at the school cares that there's two kids by themselves doing whatever after the school play practice.
It was the 80s.
They hang out. Do they go out on a date?
They go bowling.
They go bowling,
but Mick
yeah.
is there.
Mick's there, just like, hey, don't touch my girl, bro.
And they're like all over each other.
They
but
are.
Yet, after the date, he changes back into himself, I think. And then she's like.
She's like, nah.
She's just like, you know, I have a boyfriend.
Right. Just like, what were we just doing?
I don't know.
She made him howl. So then you have the school dance. Scott shows up. He's in his, I think he's in a white suit tux.
Yep.
Looking smooth.
His shades.
Yeah. Where I think before that, Boof wanted him to go as himself, and he didn't want to.
Well, he asked her to the dance.
Yeah.
And she said, I will, but only if you go as Scott.
Right. And he's like, no, I've got to be the wolf.
Right.
So he ends up going to the dance as the wolf, and he goes in, and they have like this wolf dance that everybody's doing. Everybody's checking him out.
Yeah, they're real quick to copy his moves.
They are, yeah.
Reminded me of Can't Buy Me Love, which I don't know if you've watched that enough to know.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll watch it soon, don't you worry.
We'll watch it. He ends up getting in a fight with Mick, and Mick picks the fight and punches him. He changes into
But he only punches him after he has changed back to himself.
Yeah, good call.
Which
Sorry.
I thought was funny because Mick was like afraid to pick a fight with him he was the wolf.
And he changed back into Scott and he was dancing with Boof. And then Mick comes over and punches him. Scott turns back into the wolf and retaliates by like shredding his shirt, which like Mick is lucky that's all he did.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty weak on Scott's part because he didn't even break skin.
Yeah.
Didn't even scratch him.
Maybe he did it on purpose just to like show him what I could do.
Right. Like you need to fear me.
Yeah. But then the vice principal gets onto Scott's case. He's going to be expelled. Scott's dad shows up and has previously had issues with this vice principal when they were younger.
Right.
He had made him pee his pants when they were younger and he makes him pee his pants again.
Vice principal, pee your pants.
Pee your pants. So Scott decides, I'm not going to be the wolf anymore. It's not worth it. The problem with that is the championship basketball game is coming up.
Yep.
And Scott does not want to be the wolf. He wants to play it straight.
But he's not a very good basketball player.
He's not any good. Right. But he ends up showing up late for the game. I feel like they were already losing when he got there. But he shows up as himself, gives them a huge rah-rah pep talk. And you have this 10-minute basketball montage.
It was really long.
It was. Like the game's going back and forth and it ends up where Scott gets fouled right at the end. They're down by two. It was like right as time expired. He's got two free throws to win the game. And they, of course, clear the lane out because the game's over. There's no need for rebounds. So there's not people in the lane. But for some reason, they let Mick stand underneath the basketball.
Right. And Mick is on the other team.
And he's like their best player. So he's there trying to intimidate him. But Scott hits both the shots. They win the game. And he goes right past Pamela, who wants to give him a big hug.
No, that's right.
To Boof.
Who's
over there with his dad. He hugs and kisses Boof and then straddles his dad.
In a very odd movie moment.
Yeah, he spins him around.
Yeah, he jumps up in his dad's arms and wraps his legs around him. But his dad holds him as if he's, you know how you would hold like a four-year-old.
Yeah.
Like where they're like straddled around you and you're just carrying them through the store or something.
It was funny to see that part.
We had to go back and watch it again.
It's like, what? There's also a controversial section right after that. If you want to go check it out online, go look for the ending of Teen Wolf controversy.
Yes.
We'll let you guys find it.
You go check it out.
So fun facts about this movie. That wolf makeup would take about 4 hours to apply every single time.
Oh.
And there was actually, so Michael J. Fox wasn't very good at basketball. They put him through like a 2-week basketball camp, but he still didn't get to the level that he needed to be. So they had a college basketball player named Jeff Glosser came and did the basketball stuff, which I'd noticed. I was like, wow, Michael J. Fox all of a sudden got really good because when I saw him before, he couldn't dribble. And all of a sudden, I was like, this dude can actually play basketball really well. So they both had to go through the makeup, the 4-hour makeup application, and they'd be filming for up to 12 hours. Ugh. And with that makeup on, you couldn't eat anything.
Oh my God, I bet that was miserable.
Yeah, they would have to have milkshakes or soup. That's about it.
At least they could have something.
Yeah. A little food-ish. Those block of houses where Scott lives, it's the same block as George and Lorraine McFly's houses in the 1955 segment of Back to the Future.
No way!
Yeah. filmed at the same spot.
Oh, that's so fun. Wait, this was before Back to the Future, right?
Yes, it was before Back to the Future.
Okay, that's funny.
Michael J. Fox, while filming this, was 23. Stiles was 27. And the dude that played Mick was 26.
Wow. They're always doing that, Hollywood.
Yeah. So Boof was named after one of the writer's high school girlfriends. Like, I'm just like, who would ever be named that as a nickname? And it came from one of his girlfriends.
Oh, really? Was it his girlfriend's nickname or her actual name?
It said it was her actual name, but it has to be her nickname.
I don't know.
Also, when Boof had to slap Michael J. Fox, she didn't know what a stage slap was. So she was actually cranking him in the face. The director had to take her to one side and explain to her what a stage slap was. Like, you can't be cranking him in the face like that. So do you remember the van surfing part?
Of course I do.
So that's actually called urban surfing.
Huh.
They based it on another situation where that's what one of the writers did when they were in college.
Oh, that's fun.
I was like,
you are
some lunatics.
I know.
So you've told me how popular of a character Stiles is.
Yeah.
In 2008, there's a defensive end for the Tampa Bay Bucks whose original name was Greg White. He changed his name to Stiles White because he liked the character so much.
Right.
So I was like, wow.
People really loved that character. I think they just found him to be really fun.
I guess so.
But I found him, I mean, I think as a kid, I thought he was fun because...
Mm-hmm. He's breaking the rules.
Yeah, and he's pretty much urging Scott to have fun.
Yeah.
But when I rewatch it, it's like he's just really trying to capitalize on the whole wolf thing.
Yeah, he's selling shirts.
Yeah.
Merch.
It's a little annoying.
It is. So the entire production for this movie was 21 days. In and out in 3 weeks.
That's so short.
They had a budget of $1 million as well.
Wow.
Now, it made $33 million. The director and the producers did not think it was going to do that well, but it actually performed well at the box office.
That's better than I thought it would be, but people love Michael J. Fox from Family Ties at that point, so.
Yeah, well, actually, this was released after Back to the Future. It was filmed before Back to the Future and released after it to capitalize on Back to the Future.
Oh, you know what? I feel like I just heard something about that the other day. Oh, it was the podcast I was listening to, our fellow nostalgic friends, Buzz in the Tower.
Yeah.
They did an episode where they recast Back to the Future.
Oh, nice.
It was a really fun episode. I really liked that idea.
I got to go check that out.
And it made me just want to immediately start recasting all of our movies, but I don't want to steal their idea.
Can we steal that idea?
But they were talking about Teen Wolf a little bit and how the Teen Wolf producers and directors were just thanking their lucky stars for the way that that all rolled out.
Yep. So the final fun fact for the Teen Wolf poster, it is Michael J. Fox's head on somebody else's body.
Dude, why did they do that?
I have no idea. It's a dude named Brad Kreisberg. And they had done that for some other poster. I can't remember what it was, but they used his body on some other poster as well. It's just like, was it that important? Like, what's wrong with that? But anyways, I thought that was interesting.
It is interesting.
So favorite moments. Hit me.
All right. Number one is the party, the house party that they had.
Yeah.
Mostly because I really just enjoyed seeing all the outfits and hair. And just that whole 80s vibe.
Yeah.
You know, obviously it was filmed in the 80s, so it was legit. It wasn't somebody trying to recreate an 80s feel, you know?
It was just natural 80s.
Yeah, as most 80s movies are.
Yes, they are.
I just really appreciate that. And just all the different games that they were playing, that Stiles was kind of the ringmaster. He was leading everything. And there were a bunch of different... It was like they were drawing what game it would be. Or would they draw the game and then draw the pair that would have to do it?
I think so.
So it would be like truth or dare. And then it would be, you know, everybody had drawn names and he would pick someone and then they would reveal who their partner was. And then they had to act it out or do whatever the game was.
Right.
I think they picked the partners before they picked the game.
I think you're right. Yeah.
And I love the fact that, well, Pamela had actually drawn Scott's name.
Yep.
But Boof got picked first. And she lied and said that it was Scott.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were chosen to go do 7 minutes in heaven in the closet.
In the closet, yeah.
And so they were like making out. And then that's when he got a little wolfy.
He did get a little wolfy.
She didn't know because it was dark. But
didn't his claws like grow or something? Yeah. She like scratched her.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
But I just loved all the party antics. And then number two was the classic surfing on top of the wolfmobile moment. with Surfin' USA by the Beach Boys playing. It's just such a fun scene. And then watching it as an adult, like trying to figure out how they, I was thinking like, oh, their shoes must be glued to the top or something like that.
It was actually wire work that they did.
Was it? Okay. Because, yeah, I was hoping you would find out what the deal was behind that.
Yeah.
There's a documentary that we were going to watch, but it's hard to get, so we would have to get the Blu-ray.
Yeah, it's only on the Blu-ray. It's like a 2-hour documentary on it.
Right, and I really want to watch it, but I didn't want to put off covering this.
Yeah, so. I figured we could get it on Amazon or something digitally, but you couldn't.
Hmm. No fun.
No fun.
Anyway, the surfing, urban surfing was fun.
Urban surfing.
And then number three was the dance. And like we said before, it was kind of reminiscent of Can't Buy Me Love. I don't know which one came first, but where Scott is there as the wolf and everybody's just copying what he's doing and watching what he's doing. Like he's the cool guy, which also kind of reminds me a little bit of Teen Witch.
Teen Witch, yep.
So I thought that was a fun tie-in. But just him showing up and there's like the dance line and he's dancing his way down. And it's a fun scene before the violence.
So much violence. The shredded shirt.
And your faves?
My faves. I love that first transformation into the wolf in the bathroom. It's just so 80s as far as creature effects and all of that. It was such hard work. I'm sure they did so much work on just that one thing. It's for 10 seconds probably, but to like extrude your face out and then you're like, you know, makes me think of like Michael Jackson in Thriller.
Thriller, yeah. And what was the other, was it Fright Night?
Fright Night had the same thing, yeah. Later on when he turned into the vampire, I think he did have a similar creature transformation.
I just remember that one Halloween documentary that we watched where they talked about a lot of creature transformations. I can't believe they didn't talk about Teen Wolf.
I know. They probably should have.
They should have.
But I really like it. I thought they nailed the makeup as far as what it might look like to be a werewolf.
For the 80s, yeah. They've come a long way.
They have. And like we mentioned before, I think it's great how quick everyone is just totally okay with this werewolf now amongst them.
Right.
It's just like, oh, okay, I'm scared for a couple seconds, then yeah, he's cool. All right. As we were.
I mean, maybe it's just like a universe where there are other mystical creatures that we don't know about. And so it's not that weird to see a werewolf.
Yeah, because like his dad is one. So it's not like he's the first one.
And there may have already been rumors about it or something like that.
Yeah.
Because you know that if the vice principal knew that he was a wolf, people have been talking.
They've been talking. Even Mick said he like shot his mom.
Yeah, that was a confusing scene.
That was just like, did you shoot?
I feel like he was just saying something to piss Scott off.
Yeah.
I mean, I think his mom had definitely passed away, but
yeah.
I don't think we got the real story of what happened there. But maybe she was a wolf too.
It could be, because that's what Mick was hinting at.
Right.
In their 3-week shoot, they didn't dive deep enough into the story.
I agree. I needed to know more backstory.
You needed a Teen Wolf 2. Oh.
Oh. Maybe we'll cover that. Oh, I don't know. Love you, Jason Bateman.
Now, there's also a Teen Wolf cartoon that ran in the late 80s.
Yes, I watched a couple episodes of that recently.
Did you? Okay. We'll have to check them out.
It was a while back that I saw them, but...
Hmm. How were they?
Entertaining.
I've actually heard it's actually okay, yeah.
It was pretty entertaining, yeah.
We'll have to check it out, because it was like 3 seasons or something.
And there was also a series on MTV, Teen Wolf, that ran for a pretty long time. It was very popular.
Like after 2010, right?
Yeah, I watched like the first episode or two. I just didn't really get into it.
Yeah. But... it was serious, like not funny, but serious.
Right.
Okay.
Like a teen drama, but to me, not on the Vampire Diaries level.
Oh, I see. Not on that level. Finally, for me, the give me a keg of beer scene at the gas station.
Yes, I almost picked that as my fave.
When his eyes would turn red, like back in the day when I was a kid, that would really scare me.
Me too.
I was like, oh my gosh, his eyes just turned red for real.
Watching this as a kid, I really felt like everything was really well done.
Yeah. You know? Loved this movie.
I did too. When we watched it back, we were like, oh, is this not good?
Is this not a good movie?
Because I remember this being an amazing movie.
Yeah.
But we felt like we still had to cover it because our inner children
were brought back to that place of enjoying this.
We would be doing our inner children a disservice to not cover Teen Wolf.
Absolutely. Oh, I do have an honorable mention.
Oh, yeah? An HM?
An HM. So the soundtrack/music was so spot on. It was like just 80s like synth
stuff happening, like,
yeah.
All throughout the thing was great. I loved the soundtrack. It was so very fitting.
So very nostalgic.
Yes, it was. 80s to the max.
That's what he wrote down.
That's what I wrote down.
So I was actually waiting for him to say 80s to the max. What would you have done if I had taken your line and said it?
I would have been pretty upset. That was a lot of hard work to write that.
You really dug into the depths of your creativity.
Channeled my inner writer.
Oh, I'm so mean. I'm sorry.
Oh, I made us this fort. We're in the fort.
We need some fairy lights in here.
Oh, didn't account for fairy lights.
We'll work on it. It's a work in progress.
This is the beta version. Do you know what a beta is? That's before you go to...
Yes, I know.
Okay. Can I mansplain that for you again, please?
What was it we said earlier? You didn't say mansplain. He was...
Like I suggested something.
A mangestion. he gave me a mangestion because I had already figured something out. And he came in and told me what I should do. And I was like, yeah, I already did this. And he's like, oh.
Sorry for the mangestion there.
It's one of the reasons why I love you.
I love you.
You're
too.
Very self-aware.
Well, we did it. That was our coverage of Teen Wolf.
It is what it is. We've always considered as well going back and fully redoing these.
Yes.
And we may, you know, Teen Wolf is so big. I feel like it's a candidate, right? There's some other ones that could deserve a second look.
For sure. So yeah, like we said before, be sure and check out the re-release of Teen Witch, which will probably be coming out next week because there are some additional things that I think you'll enjoy. And as always, you can find us on all of our social media platforms. We're on Instagram at We Don't Want to Grow Up Pod.
We're on TikTok at We Don't Want to Grow Up.
We have a Facebook group called The Cozy Club, fans of We Don't Want to Grow Up.
You can email us at WeDon'tWantToGrowUpPod@gmail.com.
And you can become a member of our Patreon at patreon.com/WeDon'tWantToGrowUp. You can donate $4 or more per month, get access to bonus episodes, and also that money goes towards, you know, supporting our podcast and keeping it all going.
Much appreciated.
Yes. And that's all.
We'll see y'all soon.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.